Invasive species are spreading across the region. The summer is a prime season for the non-native insects to move to new habitats, threatening native ecosystems. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Lands and Forests research scientist Jerry Carlson is also chief of forest health and protection, making him responsible for identifying changes in the forest environment statewide. Originally trained as an entomologist, Carlson sat down to discuss the increasing risk of invasive insects throughout eastern New York.
What we're looking at in the Hudson-Champlain corridor are the emerald ash borer. Huge problem. And it's only as far north as Saratoga right now, but it's moving rapidly. Firewood is probably the single largest source of movement of the emerald ash borer. The probability of it moving much more rapidly into uninfested areas is really, really high. And the flight for emerald ash borer, that's when the adults turn into beetles and they fly, that's happening right now. And there's billions of them flying. The other one is the Asian longhorn beetle. It has a large host list. One of the ones that we're most concerned with are both of the maples, our red maple and our sugar maple. We don't want to get it in the Catskills. We don't want to get it into the Adirondacks. We don't want it to move off of Long Island. It's also in Worcester, Massachusetts, so the recreators from Massachusetts have the chance of bringing that beetle with them to the Adirondacks or the Catskills. So we're doing our best, but we need to have a lot more general public awareness.
In looking at the Adirondack Park invasive plant program,
right,
they just don't do plants. They have the Asian longhorn beetle, the emerald ash borer noted as not yet in the Adirondack region.
That's right.
But they also list the hemlock woolly
adelgid.
How big a risk is that across the region?
It's very big. And in my mind, those three are equal, and the hemlock woolly adelgid I might even put higher, because so much of the Adirondack experience, whether you realize it or not, fishing or hiking, is associated with hemlock forest. There are a lot of hemlock forests. They're those big, tall, dark forests that are around the waterfalls and that line the streams and make it cool for the trout. And they're the ones where the green boughs come right down to the edge of the water. They're gorgeous trees, and the woolly adelgid will kill them. Right now, the woolly adelgid seems to be moving at a fairly constant rate, but the migratory birds are moving them, and probably they're being moved with wind as well, and they're moving at what seems like an increasing rate of speed northward. It's just a matter of time. And now as our population of hemlock woolly adelgids gets larger, and we have them right from the Finger Lakes all the way through to the Hudson, the probability of them becoming genetically more adapted to their environmental edges is higher.
Is there any way to predict the spread pattern of these invasive insects, whether it's on their own or with human intervention?
Well, we do build models because we deploy traps for the Asian longhorn beetle, the emerald ash borer, and we deploy seasonal and summer workers to look for the hemlock woolly adelgid. We try to prioritize the areas that they survey with the highest probability of interception.
When you look at the invasive insects that are coming in, how at risk are our forests in New York?
There's probably no other place on the planet that's at higher risk as New York. We have a tremendously diverse set of ecosystems here in New York. You know, we have lots of water, we have mountains, we have high elevation mountains, we have a fairly large latitudinal range from Long Island to the St. Lawrence River. So there's what I would call ecological plasticity is high in New York.
What are you hoping people will do to help?
I'm hoping that they will pay more attention to changes, what looks like negative changes in the forest, dead trees or trees in decline, and take pictures of it and send it to us. Foresthealth@dec.ny.gov is a good place to go to, and we will sort through it, and we will make determinations as to whether or not to follow up and get on site and look at that. And we do that all the time.
New York State's third annual Invasive Species Awareness Week begins July 10th. The Partnership for Regional Invasive Species Management will host educational and volunteer events throughout the week. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.